This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The quickening, the acceleration towards something like a singularity is undeniably apparent right now. The dehumanization, the fall of our species and the rest of life on this planet is evident every day in the numbers, the facts, the statistics, the studies that are coming in. And there is an organized architectural evil pushing the entire program. I say this every day because it's so true. Every day, every week, the news gets more insane, more out in the open. I'm going to do my very best today to cover all of this because I've got to. I have a stack of news, without even looking for it, of massive increased lies, deception, censorship in the press, a wanton desire, a hardcore passion to be dishonorable and to deceive the American people. On criminal energy. At the same time, we have Hillary Clinton clearly crashing and burning, having a 4.5-minute coughing fit of a 5-minute speech. NBC News said she almost had to cut it short. No, I know her speeches. They're normally 10 minutes long. She cut it off. She had to end the speech. I had one of the writers this weekend ask me, well, how do you know? And I said, you can see she ends the speech. We're making the call. She had to end the speech. The rest of the media said she almost had to. The point is she's having conniption fits. Then she's on the airplane doing her first semi-press conference with a bunch of fawning. In fact, I saw this last night and I thought to myself, that looks like a bunch of teenage girls that are seeing some celebrity. And the media even made the point that they look like they're a bunch of teenage girls at some type of, you know, pop rock concert. Just fawning. Even the media admits, oh, she has a coterie of women that follow her around and admit they're distorting everything and they're proud of it because she's a woman. Yeah, throw all the basic conventions out, be completely corrupt, lie to everybody, cover everything up, but it's okay because it's cutesy because she's an old, creepy, warmongering, kingpin, mafioso woman who's been in the CIA since she was 19 years old. And that's all been declassified. It's all come out. Just like Anderson Cooper, Obama, all these people. When I say CIA, they're worse than that. They are foundation operatives put in the CIA. They are Carnegie Endowment. They are Ford Foundation. They are the enemy. They are the globalists. They are the offshore banks. They are the plague. They're not collaborators because they were never Americans. George Soros is just one of their captains. And yes, there are shadowy generals involved. Unbelievable news in Europe. After the huge Brexit referendum, the new British Prime Minister is moving to totally open their borders. Nigel Farage said, I stepped down to give you guys a chance to do what the British people wanted. I'm getting ready to come back after you. That's what he told me privately. I said, well, is that a secret? I should have asked what was on the show last week. And he said, no. But I never got to those questions on air, but he told me over dinner and a drink at the RNC, or outside the RNC having dinner, that he's just giving them a shot and that he wants and, you know, hopes that the government does the right thing and follows the wish of the people. But he said the horse is ready. And the minute they back off, he's getting back in the arena, which get ready. You're going to see it happen very, very soon. I would look for him to run for to get back into the UK Parliament and run for Prime Minister. And end up saving the UK. Awesome. I mean, I wish they would have done the right thing, but watch for Nigel Farage to get saddled up on his biggest war horse now. Ladies and gentlemen, there is so much to cover. My head is spinning. We're going to get to all of it today. If the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek, which is a American file way of saying that the hair doesn't lift the admiral. Stay with us.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
When we talk about technocracy, we talk about the globalist own definition of it from Davos a few years ago when the world leaders were meeting with the corporate owners of the planet. And they said it will be where one large central committee with pre-programmed computers controls everything you do, everything you eat, where you go, what you're allowed to engage in, what jobs you can have. And once the technocracy is in place, no one will be able to oppose it because it's designed to first get you completely dependent on it where you can't live without it. That's what they call Silicon Checkmate. And here's an article out of the Express News today. Google smart cars will be able to detect exactly where the police are. But it's okay, they're robots. But who runs the robots? And see, then, of course, the police are demanding access to the system that remote controls the cars. And Google's saying, of course, we'll put it in your cars, too, for the officer's safety. And so it creates a digital race where everyone then interfaces with this, and you can be completely taken over. This is the Technotronic plan. And I can use a cheesy analogy of a TV series I actually watched the first year of 6, 7, 8 years ago on treadmill, when I would get on the treadmill every day, and that was the remake of Battlestar Galactica, where all the Battlestars get taken over because they're high tech and they've got the latest systems in them, which, of course, the infiltrating Cylons had already, quote, developed the technology and basically given it to them. And then it was too late when they got hit. Now, I use the analogy of a TV show, science fiction, because the public needs to understand, this is not my opinion. Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote a book, The Technotronic Era, back in the 70s, admitting this whole plan. And admitting the government ships in the drugs, and the government runs the child kidnapping rings. And his argument is, well, that's how we control it. That's how we keep it smaller. No, you notice it gets bigger and more out of control the more you, quote, control it. Very, very Machiavelli. And the truth is about globalism, it was sold as this wonderful way to take the technology of the West, export it to the third world, build them up, to then actually create a system of global stability. But instead, the top globalists have been using it to screw everybody over, consolidate power, and cause massive population problems. It was rolled out 65 years ago to actually reduce population. It did the opposite because there was a double cross. I was having a discussion with my father about that yesterday. Now, back when he was going to UT in the 60s, they were openly pushing world government and eugenics and everything else, the Plan 2 students. That's people that had been in college when they were in high school. And it was just all a giant double cross of all the well-meaning little minions of the system. If you want to be double-crossed, that's up to you. I don't. Because the World Government Project is fundamentally anti-human. Now that's the first article I wanted to just open the salvo with today. And I've got a whole stack of technology news that ties into. And how there's an epidemic of depression, an epidemic of brain damage, even in pets, in your home, and neurological disorders there. It's a cornucopia, a cocktail of reasons, but it's the GMO food integrated with humans with screen time that lowers dopamine levels and basically creates a zombified state. That's in the news today. But don't worry, Royal Navy unveils robot spy speedboat. And it's just a boat humans would be on, but now the central system can run it and cover up whatever it wants. Pet dementia blamed on lazy lifestyles and poor diets. Yes. Researchers confront an epidemic of loneliness. The more we get interfaced with machines, the more lonely we are. I'm sure it's not by design. And it goes on and on. Daily Mail, though, attacks CrossFit. Yes, don't exercise, whatever you do. Now, I'm not even hitting top stories right now. I'm just giving you a little sampling here of what we have. Conservative icon Phyllis Schlafly, dead at 92. We interviewed her just about a month ago, and I do want to sometime this week take that 20-minute interview and re-air it here on the broadcast. And she even wrote a column the day she died, and that was published in WorldNet Daily, WND.com. It's up on DrudgeReport.com, right dead smack in the middle of the column. Kit, who was working yesterday, called me and said, what would your statement like to be on Phyllis Schlafly dying? And I said, I didn't know that. Let me call you back. And I went and read about it, got a little tear in my eye, because she was a great lady and just a humanitarian, very down to earth and brilliant. And she really is the heart of carrying the ball forward after Barry Goldwater in mobilizing true patriots against the establishment Republicans and the Democrats and the globalists. Constitutional lawyer, and just somebody who worked so hard. She would work even in her 90s, 5, 10, 15 hours a day, depending on which day of the week, doing radio interviews. Phyllis Schlafly, the leading pioneer of the American conservative movement. I want to get her son on, by the way. It was going to be her daughter, but her daughter, unfortunately, double-crossed her with Ted Cruz. So she's not running things now. We need to get her son on the broadcast, continue on promoting the Eagle Forum. Phyllis Schlafly, the leading pioneer of America's conservative movement, dead at the age of 92. And I have this to say about her in the article we wrote for Infowars.com. She is and was, or you could say she was and is, but she is, she will live on. She is and was an icon of human liberty. Without trailblazers like her, we would have no chance against the forces of tyranny. And her work will live on forever, especially, obviously, if the species survives. But don't worry, Twitter users mock Phyllis Schlafly, celebrate her death, Daily Caller reports. And then, of course, there's her last column, very important article to read, very presidential, very detente-ish, very classy. Trump in Mexico recalls Reagan in Geneva. And I'm going to cover some of that today if we have time. But everyone should go read the column. Now, getting into the economic news, and I'm going to plow into all these stories in more detail today. This is just alarm bells over the top. Now, when the Russians announced this last Friday, there were articles poo-pooing it in the Financial Times of London and other places. But Russia and Saudi Arabia are now discussing oil production freeze. Russian energy minister to kind of counter what's been going on in other areas, creating this big glut. Prices have fallen from 114 per barrel to 45 to 50. But by today, the effects were seen. Treasuries climb, dollar falls as traders trim Fed hike wagers. That's right, the Fed is talking about increasing interest rates. Oil prices jump after Russia and Saudi Arabia create market stability task force. So that's big economic news. We're going to be looking at all of that today as well. But first, this will take some time today because we need to probably air all of it, even though it's very irritating to listen to. Hillary's always irritating, but I have to tell you, it's a little bit of a silver lining when you realize that she is a dangerous threat, clear and present danger, by every barometric, by every yardstick, by every algorithm, by every historical lens through which we stare our little moral mortal coils blowing in the intergalactic breeze. Hillary Clinton's coughing fits, and then her coming out and saying it's a conspiracy theory, and she starts coughing during it. Those who the gods would destroy, they first make mad. Again, I forget who said that, but it's certainly true. And we've got massive coverage at Infowars.com on this. GrudgeReport.com, as usual, has the full spectrum analysis, including one of our stories. Media caught in blatant lie to cover up Hillary's coughing fits. The type of thing she says she's allergic to was actually low. Grasses were medium. Others overall were low. So local news says it was low to medium, but the media said it was extremely high. In fact, record high. And she barely finished her speech. No, she had to stop her speech. You clearly see she just stops and cuts it off. I have a mold allergy. It makes me cough when I go for a jog or a hike for hours out in the middle of it when it's super high. It's been raining here for months and months. That's how Texas works. It's either dry or wet, depending on, you know, what cycle you're in. And so, yeah, some days I'll cough some, but it's for a couple minutes, you know, total in the day, 30 seconds here, 10 seconds there. Hillary can't give a press conference because of it. She can't get back from the bathroom on time during a debate. Everybody has to wait 5 minutes. She seriously has health problems. She talks about Parkinson's medication in her own WikiLeaks documents. And now, one of the top trending hashtags is Hillary's wheelchair, which, of course, is from a month ago with our Secret Service sources that said that they have upwards of, was over $250,000 of equipment to lower her in and out of vehicles. Well, we finally have photos of her going in fundraisers, and here is this thing with a big lowering back. I was thinking it was lowering deals on the side, and the Secret Service is like, no, it's more sophisticated. We now have photos of it. So, very, very interesting, but it appears that she's just sitting in the back and then gets out once she gets there. So she's in serious, serious health decline. She has a guy following her around with a tranquilizer pen. And now it's been confirmed by Page Six, New York Post. CNN demanded Dr. Drew retract health comments, and he wouldn't do it. That ties into this. Shut it down. Reuters orders cameramen to kill positive Trump footage. And why is that important? Because Right Side News and others, they pay Reuters, and then they get, we ought to do that too. You go to Thomson Reuters and you pay, and that's how people stream and get these feeds all over the country. You can't afford to send somebody as a small media outlet everywhere in the country. But see, Reuters, you hear them saying, hey, the orders are, cut it off. No, we're not going to show this. Just like CNN's been caught censoring, just like they're always cutting feeds, there's massive censorships by these central hubs, and this time it's been caught on video. But it doesn't matter. Hillary blames lengthy coughing fit on Trump allergy. Isn't that just special? I'm Alex Jones, your host. Big broadcast. We're only 20 minutes into it. Stay with us.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All orders go into effect immediately. Curfews begin at 6 p.m. and will be strongly enforced. Lawbreakers will be dealt with swiftly and justly.
Ready for martial law? You trust Infidel for armor. Now trust us for training. To get you ready for the coming collapse, Infidel just released a new video and book called Driven. Real warriors, real training. Buy now at DrivenDVD.com. That's DrivenDVD.com. Brought to you by Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
I'm gonna chase the sky forever. By the way, I don't
woman and the stallion and
mention this to be shocking, but I'm gonna show it later on the TV portion of the transmission. This is the Daily Mirror, mutant pig with human face and penis on forehead caught on camera in China. Now, this is what China has been doing with chimeras for decades. China sells in stores for more than a decade, human milk produced by cows that are part human. And even when they make the cow maybe just 5%, 6%, 7% human, there will be mutations down the road, unless you produce the next offspring from clones, that are mutated. But this is the type of stuff that's going on, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I mean, this is how overwhelming the news has gotten. Now, Obama landed yesterday in China, and I saw Trump talking about this right when it happened, saying, did you notice when Obama just landed, he had to get off the back of the plane, no red carpet. I mean, normally you do that for a major ambassador. This is unprecedented for a major president. It's a major insult. The media began saying within minutes he was a conspiracy theorist until all the diplomats and everybody else came out and said, no, this is a huge insult, especially in Asia where it's all about, you know, honor and, you know, showing a good face to things and ceremony. It was a huge insult to make him get off the back of the plane. And then Chinese officials, when Obama's advance staff, you know, got off, yelled at him, hey, this is our airport. This is our country. We'll do whatever we want. So, again, this is all shot by Reuters, who then cut the feed because they didn't want you to see exactly what happened. So we only have what somebody shot on a cell phone, and the audio is not too good. But I was Fox News was able to tune it up a little bit. But let's play a clip of this. But this is all about dragging America through the mud and teaching us that we're trash. That's what Obama's all about. It's about America's nothing. Globalism is everything. Here it is. This is our country, our airport. And there's longer clips up on Infowars.com and obviously on the news because I watched them this morning. Now, think about this. What's the message here? Never before would a president even get off a plane if it was ordered to get off the back and you're not supposed to have the ceremony and have the, quote, honor guard and all the rest of it. I personally don't like pomp and circumstance, but that's what they do, and that's what the Chinese president gets when he comes here. The problem is China already bosses Hollywood around. China is the most evil country on earth and has killed 80-plus million of its own people under one leader alone. They have mobile execution vans in every city. If you smart-mouth the government, they chop your testicles off. I mean, that's what they do. And then stab you a few times and bleed to death on the street. The public will not help you, or they get put in a forced labor camp. If you're caught practicing even mild Buddhism exercises, you are given life in prison if you're lucky. If not, you are put in a facility, blood-tested, typed, ready to have your organs harvested as soon as a rich Westerner is ready for the surgeries. And see, oh, the little trendy Ivy League, you know, feminist ladies want to get off and boss the Chinese around. And they're just like, hey, it's our country. Get out of here. It's our airport. These are real tyrants. These are people that really get their hands in the blood. They suppress thousands of riots a month. They kill millions of their own people a year. They go and get little baby girls and drown them or keep them for body parts harvesting. There's 1.3 billion people in China. And so you're going to swagger around with your Harvard degree and everything. You're going to be told, get off the back of the airplane. You're going to be told you're nothing. And we're going to chew you out on the tarmac. And I'm going to find, because I saw it this morning, the longer clip. Because, I mean, there's a bunch of this going on where they're just down there chewing people out. And you notice there's a big fracas outside the airplane and a bunch of people and Chinese officials smiling and getting off on it because this was about rubbing people's noses in it. And whereas I love seeing Obama get his nose rubbed in something, it's about rubbing our nose. We've given the communist Chinese the Panama Canal. We've given them most of our deepwater ports. We've given them almost all of our industry. We've given them 97% of rare earth minerals worldwide. And now we're giving them all of our weapon secrets because the globalists are going to use China to take over the world. The globalists have sold us out to China because China is the most brutal eugenics-based system that makes Adolf Alois Hitler look like an amateur. Compared to the communist Chinese, no one is more bloodthirsty. No one is more soulless. No one is more demonic. No one is more evil. That's why there's this fawning with George Soros and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. A lot of them have moved to China a lot of the year and just groveling in the satanicness of it, the anti-humanness of it, as they feed on over 1 billion slaves with a tiny communist party sucking off of them. They now own the majority of our debt. We've been sold out.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his lab was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Hillary Clinton is crashing and burning, emblematic, iconic. She's falling. And it's all a signature, a signet of the establishment itself. Disrespected worldwide, hated. Communist China doesn't let their government get infiltrated like ours does. Russia doesn't let their government get infiltrated like we do. Germany was captured after World War II. That's why it's run by the globalists. England is where this system of control basically comes from. But in through the outdoor, it's now trying to pull out of its own system. And the United States has been the big muscle for all of it. I'm going to get into the coughing fits now, and I'm going to play it all. The entire coughing fit, when she had to stop her speech in Cleveland. Then her so-called first press conference in 270-plus days, which was not a press conference. It was to a group of fawning, sycophantic women. I'm going to show you photos, not just a video of her speaking, but how they were fawning on the other side, looking at her like she was a goddess incarnate. And then we're going to show her talking about conspiracy theorists. This is why the press never asks Hillary real questions. They look like a bunch of fawning schoolgirls. That's what Paul Joseph Watson tweeted. This is why the press never asks Hillary real questions. They look like enraptured tweenies meeting Taylor Swift. Truly disgusting. But that's like North Korea whenever Kim Jong-un died. Or Kim Jong-il, sorry, Freudian slip. 3 days of crying and yelling and beating your chest, because if you didn't, you get sent to a forced labor camp or worse. And then when he would walk by or his son walks by, you have to look at him like you're just so amazed, like, oh my gosh, you're so incredible. And this is who's going to take over the power structure of this country. You can say what you want about our past leaders, but we really have soft, little twisted control freaks who think that they manage reality. They tell us how to talk. They tell us how to speak. They tell us what to think. Just like Gary Johnson, when he's talking to the town hall reporter, says, listen, you don't use the word illegal immigrant. Is that understood? And the guy's like, well, why not? And he goes, man, I told you to. I mean, it's like, I control reality. I'm history's actor. We define language. We tell you what to do. Do you understand? Go back into your trance. I'm the official. I'm the boss. Back into your trance. It's not weird to have a strange Nazi collaborator spending billions of dollars to overthrow the government who's already thrown a bunch of other governments over. It's not a big deal to have big global foundations funding Gary Johnson, whose VP running mate says he wants to ban guns, and Gary Johnson wants open borders and have us run by the foreign TPP. It's okay because he talks real slow as a fake intellectual. He is our master. Come here, Von Helsing. No, I won't. I said, come here. You have a strong will for a man who's only lived one life. Gary Johnson has the will of a pile of dog manure. You're a joke. But Gary Johnson said he controls reality. Now, that's notice that when he looks cute and sweet and funny and non-threatening, that's the cover. I'm surprised he doesn't have a little hand Muppet in his hand singing songs to us about how much he loves us. I'm non-threatening. I've got an ice cream truck. I've got puppies. I've got candy. World government's good. Turn your guns in. Oh, we love you. Open the borders. La, la, la. I'm so liberal. Ha, ha, ha. Gary Johnson. Vote for me. Stop Trump. I love Hillary. La, 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 la. Sorry. Okay, I'm going to stop right now. Please take him off screen. I'm going to get serious. Okay, I'm going to plow through the Hillary coughing news, the huge economic news, a bunch of internet takeover news. Obama says the internet cannot be like the Wild Wild West. We have mutant pigs with human faces and a penis for a forehead. We just have the New World Order. We have the fruits of corruption, the wages of sin. We know what those are. Now, continuing here. Normally, I only did this special once a year. I've been doing it every few months because the world's a crazy place. Anybody with half a brain knows that we all need to be self-sufficient. We all need to be prepared. We all need to be 70% involved politically trying to stop this new world order, but 30% of the time is my view getting ready. Major world war, globalism, economic crises, false flags, you name it, have gone from possibilities to probabilities to absolutes. It just depends on how intense. And the globalists are gauging us worldwide, populations wanting us to be dependent, wanting us to not be self-sufficient. That's why we have a symbiotic operation here with super high-quality preparedness goods, from shortwave radios to water filtration systems to solar panel systems that are the highest quality for the lowest price with great control units. And, of course, the widest spectrum of the highest quality storable food that lasts 25 years, from My Patriot Supply, private label, the exact same food, so that I can contractually give you 30 to 40% off. 30% off their already lowest prices is unheard of. 40%, which we can do on a few of the packs, or more than a few, a bunch of them, is unbelievable. Because September is Preparedness Month, new Preparedness Mega Specials at InfoWarsStore.com. To celebrate National Preparedness Month, we are giving you up to 40% off on our top-selling preparedness items at InfoWarsStore.com. Just some of the Preparedness Mega Specials at InfoWarsStore.com include 30 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. We call it InfoWars Select, meaning it's high quality. It's the full spectrum. 20% off Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine and Absolute. 20% off Alexa Pure Air Filters. 20% off Alexa Pure Water Filters and many, many others. With everything going on in the world right now, it is now more important than ever to start getting prepared. I have an emergency food supply that I've actually expanded for my family and even for the entire office here. I've stockpiled food, solar panel systems, gas generators, firearms, security personnel. Yeah, the world. We've never done any of this. I mean, you can feel it, you can see it, you can smell it. Get ready. Drums in the deep. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and get up to 40% off of our top-selling preparedness products while supplies last. We can't do this very long. We do it for like a week usually and have to stop. Now I'm doing it every few months. Also experience the power of BioTrue Selenium that will sell out very, very soon. Was going to sell out last week with a big spike in orders. Then I stopped plugging why it's so good and it slowed down. But I'm going to just tell you, this is the very best selenium out there from our research, from mustard seed, a really powerful dose of it. Electrochemical activities are impossible in the body. That's all cellular activity without selenium. The government's always saying you need less and less of this, just like you need more and more fluoride because they care about you and your family. No, because the eugenicists at the top are hell-bent on destroying us. And even the vast majority of EPA scientists, in fact, 99% of them, have signed letters two separate times saying, please take fluoride out. So I'm not even blaming them. It's people on top. Point is you need good iodine. We only promote the highest quality bioavailable 99999 true iodine. And it goes perfectly with BioTrue Selenium, available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And part of the preparedness is 20% off X2. It's a great way to stock up on the true iodine today as well. And that funding, again, will allow us to keep the reporters we have and hopefully add a few more and more writers and more researchers to be able to cover the field of what's actually happening and unfolding. Please support our local affiliates as well. Spread the word about the broadcast on your local AM and FM stations. Become a sponsor or support the local sponsors and let them know why you're supporting them, or send $5, $10, $50, $100, or a cake to the local station and thank them for what they are doing standing up for this republic. Okay. Let me start over on the whole Hillary thing. I already kind of did a basic setup, but I want to recap what the compendium of what's been developing, and then I want to get into the latest. We have the WikiLeaks of Hillary 2 weeks ago. They admit it's real, that she was looking for anti-Parkinson's medication 3 years ago, saying she wanted a doctor that would prescribe her that. We know that she was in and out of the hospital in 2012, 2013, and spent almost a year in the hospital at facilities in Maryland and other areas that focus on brain tumors, brain surgery, brain injuries. We know now, the FBI released this last Friday, right before Labor Day, to bury it. We're going to bring it up today, that Hillary told them that she couldn't remember anything of what happened with the servers because she had amnesia. She said she remembered nothing about any of the servers, any of the emails, or anything she'd done because of a traumatic brain injury, a lasting concussion. So we have her saying, I need Parkinson's medication. We have her saying, I know nothing. Hillary's defense, can't recall after the fall. So I can go on for hours. You have Dr. Drew, now confirmed, Page Six, New York Post, was kicked out of CNN headline news because he said it looks like they're giving her horrible medications that absolutely mix wrong and I don't know what's going on. We have all these other people that are being censored. We have Google censoring keywords that deal with her health. So with all of this happening, DrudgeReport.com has a blow-by-blow timeline of her coughing fits so many times I can't even read them all. But let's just cover what happened when she was in Ohio in one day. This all happened in one day. Can't give a speech. She's having such a coughing fit. Looks like she's bombed out of her brain on some type of medication. Goes on the airplane with sycophantic minions worshiping her. Has to stop the first press conference of 270 days that wasn't even really a real press conference with her fawning minions. And then she comes out and calls it a conspiracy theory and says that she's allergic to Donald Trump. And it's all a big sick joke. It's all funny. The woman has serious health problems. And the media has given us the credit, Infowars.com, for creating the, quote, made-up theory. No, there are now 10 prominent doctors. We have it listed on Infowars.com. Drudge has it linked as well. I didn't find that in my stack. You guys print me that. Thank you. 10 prominent doctors, including Democrats, including Obama's former medical doctor, say she needs a neurological independent panel. Well, we had Dr. Pachinik on saying the same thing. 10 prominent doctors questioned Hillary's health, WorldNet Daily. Okay, and that's just 10. That's the article I told Watson to write last week. He was too busy. I said, it's got to be more than 10 doctors. You know, it's always the proverbial article, you know, 10 doctors, but whatever. Point is, there it is. 10 prominent doctors. Okay, this is normal medical procedure. She isn't releasing her real medical records. She released what some family doctor from a decade ago had. Let's go ahead and go to her in Cleveland having the coughing fit of coughing fits and having a serious, serious problem and then saying it's a conspiracy theory to question it. Here it is.
I want to thank Congresswoman Marsha Fudge for hosting us. I've been talking so every time I think about Trump I get allergic.
Now she's doing Saturday Night Live jokes. She is dying up there.
Boy, we have 63 days to go.
Now 62. Who knows if she's got that long left on this earth? Just saying. I don't wish her any harm, though. I really don't. By the way, hit pause. I'm going to demarcate this point. I was sitting there this morning reading the news at like 6 a.m., 6:30, in bed with a little devilish iPad. And I was thinking to myself, if this lady really is collapsing and can't do the debates with Trump, and there's no way she can at this point. That's why they have to basically, you know, have the first debate be this back-to-back where she goes first, he goes after, they're not on the same stage, in case I guess she has to bow out and they got to go to video or something. I don't know how they're going to pull this off. One of the ways they could pull the globalist bacon out of the fire, because in the words of the Economist, in the words of the Financial Times, all the big globalist mouthpieces and organs, they're saying, if Hillary falls, the New World Order global government is in desperate trouble. Washington Post has said the same thing. You know, the end of the New World Order, the end of globalism, they are in trouble because these are referendums on them, okay? This is huge. Tide's totally turned. How do you grab victory from the jaws of defeat? Or how do they spin this? They kill Hillary Clinton and they blame it on folks like myself, because I kept wondering last month how they keep implying that I physically want to hurt Hillary Clinton. Or they had some graphic about her campaign is blowing away. She's disintegrating. And they heard me say that, so they made a graphic where she's like sand being blown away. And the news was all, Jones has a graphic of her brains being blown out. Let's be clear. Hillary is a front person, though she's nasty and horrible. I want to see her stand trial so that other criminals in government back off and stop sending this country towards World War III. But myself or no one else is associated in this audience with wanting to hurt Hillary Clinton. And that's on record, and the Secret Service knows that. So good luck, media, if you have some mental patient or some wind-up toy or some loon. kill her and then try to blame on the Liberty Movement, it's not going to work. Oh, the first woman president, she was going to win. And by the way, even in their cook polls from CNN to the LA Times to Reuters to Bloomberg this week, guess who is up in the polls 2 to 3 to 4 points ahead of Hillary? Even with cooked polls, Donald Trump is ahead of her. We went out to the UT football game on Sunday. Normally, they're on Saturday. It was on Sunday. Our crew did. And we could find almost no one who was for Hillary. And if they did, I'm going to skip this break, they would say, we hate Hillary, but, you know, we have to be politically correct. And I guarantee a lot of these folks are just saying that on camera. It is so embarrassing. It is so ridiculous. This peer pressure. But even in Austin, the supposed big liberal area of Texas, we could find almost no one, including Hispanics, you name it, that supported Hillary. I don't see her bumper stickers. All I see, I saw one today. It's like, ooh, look at Hillary sticker. How rare. I see Hillary for President stickers all over the place. All over the place. Incidentally, and just plugging, I forgot, we're still selling the Hillary for President shirts for $9.95. That includes shipping, so that's at cost. $9.95, shipping included. No more shipping. For a limited time, that is, we are selling out of them very, very quickly. And you get a couple free Hillary for President stickers with each order and a pocket constitution. So I just realized I'm losing money on that, probably. Yeah, like a 50-cent pocket constitution, a couple bumper stickers that are 8 cents a piece. Yeah, that's like almost 70 cents on top of that. I guess we're losing money. This is a lost leader. Hillary for President. I just want to get them out there everywhere. InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. This is a revolution. This is an info war. This is about visibility. If you've got the funds, I would get them for everybody in your office, everybody you know, people in your church. It's time to get aggressive, folks. You're not going to find a shirt with shipping included lower than this. Hillary for President. We've got some other T-shirts as well, like Molon Labe. They're all excellent. Okay, I'm going to stop plugging. Let's go back to Hillary and her coughing fit, where she just has to pause for long periods of time. Here it is.
Well,
emblematic of collapse. Otherwise, you hear her. Not doing well. Something's going on there, folks. They think we're so dumb. They're just going to put her up there on TV. 62 days, and they tell her everything's okay.
Well, you just heard the next vice president, didn't you?
You just heard the vice president. She's not the vice president yet.
In addition to thanking Marsha Fudge, so thank your great senator, Sherrod Brown.
Hit pause for a minute. We're not editing the video. That's just a glitch. Now, understand, folks, they think you're stupid and they can just get this across the finish line and then who knows what can happen then. Well, I'll tell you, Kane, who's behind her, who's just as nasty as she is and just as owned by the globalists, is just sitting there hoping the corpse, weekend with Hillary, can get across that finish line. They are in a race with the devil, and I'm telling you, they're losing. Look at her. And she's honking. She's sucking air. She looks like she's about to collapse. She can barely stand up. She looks like she's dizzy. She's stumbling around. And whenever people sit there and say something to her in the crowd, she looks like she's about to go crazy, and a doctor with an injector pen runs up next to her. The Conservative Review gives Senator Tim Kaine an F or a zero score for liberty. But it's okay, because you're going to vote for the guy that wants open borders and bans on all rifles above 5 rounds in the magazine and who supports the TPP, Gary, I love Hillary Johnson. Let's go ahead and go back to the coughing fits of Hillary.
Excuse me.
Just handed her something else, another drug.
Also, two other great members of Congress, Tim Ryan and Joyce Beatty.
Oh, she is struggling with every bit of her hateful will to hold those cops back. She can't help it.
And your mayor, thanks to Mayor Jackson.
Guarantee you she's on drugs to keep her larynx calm. Guarantee
and
those lozenges are opiate-based.
That Ohio will send Ted Strickland to the Senate. Now, behind me are some of the great labor leaders of our country. Randy Weingarten, Lee Saunders,
and
Mitch Trumka. I'm proud to be on the same stage with them because they're always fighting for working families. Now, once I get over my allergic reaction, let me say that we're here in part because we know how important this election is to Ohio.
Listen, I can't put up with this. That's enough. That's enough. Stop.
It's not just.
That's enough. It goes on for a lot longer. Now, let's go to her and her so-called press conference. If you're a radio listener, there's like 8 sycophantic women looking at her like she is Jesus returned to earth. I mean, they're looking at her like fawning communist slaves looking at Kim Jong-un in North Korea. And then she basically has a coughing fit and has to stop that press conference. And then she doubles down again and pops up about a conspiracy theory about her health and starts to begin coughing and has to stop that. So God is basically taking the power of speech away from this woman. But, oh, she's not sick. There's no problem. Let's go ahead and go to her on the aircraft.
And look, he very early on allied himself with Putin's policies. I mean, to pull out of NATO, for goodness sakes, right? And he, furthermore, has praised Putin. He seems to have this, you know, bizarre attraction to dictators, including Putin. He won't tell us where he owes $650 million. There's a lot of rumors about that. And he has, you know, made it clear that he doesn't particularly care whether Putin and the intelligence services attack American institutions. So, get some water.
Okay, it gets worse if he has to stop. That's enough. The full video is up on InfoWars.com. And this is a whole other area I didn't even get into today. The White House over the weekend, Obama, came out and officially said that he's going to take over the elections to protect us from the Russians. So don't worry about Obama and the globalists and the communist Chinese, who basically run our government. The Russians that have the GDP of Italy, they now are running Trump, yours truly, everybody. She said that in her speech a few weeks ago on the alt-right, remember? Well, now I guess Putin's causing those coughing fits as well. Now they're going to have to bring in federal and international watchers and control everything with Jed Johnson because of the Russians. And then she went further, and she had to cancel this little speech, so later, I guess she had enough medication. She scurried back out for this quick clip as we go to break, where she talked about the conspiracy theorists. Here's that.
Are you concerned about conspiracy theories about your health and whether that will affect the election? And are you concerned separately about the tightening polls of Donald Trump?
I'm not concerned about the conspiracy theories. There are so many of them, I've lost track of them. And so I pay no attention to them. I've always thought this was going to be a close race. That's the history
that's
of modern.
So questioning a known liar who spent a year in a hospital, you know, you're not, again, she has a magic word, conspiracy theory. Yep. We'll be back. Stay with us second hour. Here's Hillary Clinton's song. Susan says a conspiracy theory if you don't call that her new language she's inventing.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest.